Today on Jesse Duplantis Ministries.
A lot of times you pray a prayer you can't receive, and you think God is withholding it from you. But no, He's your Father. He wants to bless you. You got your Bibles. Would you turn with me to the book of Matthew chapter 6? I want to read something that Jesus said, and it's the most famous prayer in the world. And I want to talk this morning about seven ways the Father is good to us. Seven ways the Father is good to us. He's very good to us. Because you see, He revealed Himself as the Trinity in the New Testament. He did not reveal Himself as the Trinity in the Old Testament. When Jesus would show up, it would be called the Jehovah Angel. You know, that's at Exodus chapter 23, verses 19, 20, and 21. See, because you see, that's why a lot of people, the Jews and some, quote, Pentecostal people don't believe in the Trinity because of this scripture. Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one. Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one. And that is true. But I understand that perfectly because I'm one and yet I'm three. I have a spirit housed in a soul and clothed in a body. The body gets older. The soul doesn't. The spirit never ages. The spirit is born matured immediately, believes everything God said. The soul is born like your body, like a baby. It has to be transformed instead of being conformed to what the world says. And so, but I can understand Jesse the spirit, Jesse the soul, and Jesse the body. Just that simple. Just like God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. Let me help you people that don't believe that. I'm not trying to get you to believe it. Because He said, never come together in the unity of doctrine. Amen. See, the church would have been trying that for millenniums, and it's not working. Pentecostals are going to believe speaking in tongues, whether you Baptists like it or not. And you Baptists are going to believe in eternal security, and once saved, always saved, whether the Pentecostals like it or not. And the Catholic is going to pray to Hail Mary, full of grace, whether y'all like it or not. See? So I'm going to let God handle all that stuff. He said, come together in the unity of the faith. Now, what is the faith? Jesus Christ and Him crucified. That's the faith. And it's so wonderful. But in Matthew chapter 6, let me get to it myself here. I want to read verse. We'll start off with verse 9. This is a very familiar prayer. It's back the most prayed prayer in the world. Well, let me just read verse 8 first. Be ye not therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of. Notice he didn't say he knows. He's believing what you need. He knoweth what you need of. And I love that. Before you ask Him. See, you've heard me say that many times. Why does anybody? Kathy used to freak out. I never would ask the Lord for a need. And Cass said, Jesse, you never asked God for a need. I said, no, I never will. Why would I do that? When the Bible said He would supply how many need?
All.
How many?
All.
So that's kind of a waste of spiritual energy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Since He already knoweth, what's the use of me saying it? Thank you for that Holy Ghost grunt. See, that just knocked your religious cow right over on the floor. Ba-boom. So you've heard me say it many times, and I want to start off with this. I don't tell Him what I need. I tell Him what I want. Well, that's greed. No, that's glory. He gets magnified, God gets glorified, and Jesus gets magnified. You have to understand that because you see, you're looking at that scripture from the soul. And the word of God is not soulish. This what I just read you is spirit. My spirit goes, yes. Your spirit goes, yes. Your soul says, I don't quite know about that. The body says, I'll just do whatever y'all tell me to do. He knoweth it. So this is just a little prelude here before. And then Jesus said, after this manner, so there's a manner on how to pray. Think about that. I like that word manner that the King James used. After this manner, therefore, pray ye. Or in other words, this is how you pray. He says, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Now, Cajuns thought that was Howard be thy name. They didn't know for sure. So sometimes Cajuns think hallowed is Howard, and it's not. But anyway, thy kingdom come. That's what Jesus came for. That's His mission. To produce the kingdom of God, God's way of doing and being right. The kingdom of God is not a place. The kingdom of God is a method. The kingdom of heaven is a place. Amen. That's where you go. Just read again. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. So what's the will of God in earth? What's the will of God in heaven? They're born in the same. But if you want to know, heaven is a lot older than the earth. So is there any poverty there?
No.
Sickness?
No.
Disease?
No.
A malice?
No.
Jealousy?
No.
Envy?
No.
Murder?
No.
Pornography?
No.
Why is that? Because God's in control. Now, all those things I just said are on the earth. Why is that? Because God is not in control here. I'm going to deal with that. He's not in control here. He will not browbeat you about faith. Man is in control. So if children die of starvation, it's not because God did not feed them. Because he causes this planet to produce enough food to feed everyone on it, 7.5 billion people. But man's inhumanity to man will not give that food to children unless they got money, so they die by the millions. Think about that. Yeah, I've heard people say, you know, God's in control. No, he's not. Because if he was, we wouldn't have all this stuff. You want to know why he's in total control, you go to heaven. None of that exists. But yet his will said be done in earth as it is in heaven. Then he said give. Everybody say give.
Give.
I don't know why people struggle over that word. It's the greatest word, in my personal opinion, that God has ever given to the human race. Because in the word give is a harvest of phenomenal results. 100-fold.
Amen.
1,000 times.
Amen.
He said, give us this day our daily bread. Now, he's still doing that.
Amen.
He's still causing the planet to produce phenomenal food. There may be famine going on in other places, but it doesn't make any difference. There's enough somewhere else to take care of all of that. Give us this day, and I love that, listen to it, our daily bread, so not weekly bread or once in a while, and forgive us our debts. Let me stop there for a minute. Pretty soon I'm going to preach a sermon called Going from Owing to Owning. Boy,
yeah.
Oh, that's going to be a good one. If anybody preaches before, they stole it from me. Going from owing to forgive us our debt. So he don't want you to be in debt. Forgive us our debts. Now, why did he say that? Because he knew that the Apostle Paul would write and say, oh, no man, anything but to. Can't pay off the debt of love. That's why you can't hate nobody. You may not like him, but you cannot let that develop to the point of hatred. He says, watch this here. Forgive us our debts as we. Now, that's the hard part. This is our part. Forgive our debtors. So if you have a credit card with 30% interest and you're using it, don't complain. Well, I lost a few of you right there. Should they charge you that much? No, I don't think so. But evidently, you don't mind. So you have to forgive them for being so greedy. Now, why are you using that card? Oh, I'm going to shock you with this. Because maybe you think the card is bigger and more powerful than God meeting you. But that's another sermon, too. Praise the Lord. As we forgive our debtors and lead us not into temptation. I wish the church world would understand that. And lead us not into temptations. He don't do that. But deliver us from evil. In other words, if you're in trouble, he's a deliverer. Not a leader of evil, but a deliverer from evil. Isn't that something? For thine is the kingdom and the power and the wealth. That's what means glory right there. Forever. Amen. Which means so be it. Selah. I want to go back to verse 9. Our Father. I want to talk this morning about 7 ways the Father is good to us. So I want you to write this statement down. The gospel suggests ways in which God acts as our Father. God. Now, in the Old Testament, let me say it again. The gospel suggests ways in which God acts as our Father. Let me say this statement. In the Old Testament, he is known as the God of our fathers. In the New, he is known as the Father. See, the God of Abraham. You see, the God of fathers. But in the New Testament, he reveals revelation through Jesus of the Trinity. He's known in the New Testament as the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. Ooh, now he's showing you something here that the Old Testament sages could not understand because they only saw him as the God of our Father or the God of Abraham. The key word for Father occurs 1,191 times in Hebrew, 9 times in the Aramaic form. In the New Testament, God is spoken of about as a father 250 times with over 400 occurrences about his fathership. Let me say that again. This is just statements. The key word for father occurs 1,191 times in Hebrew, 9 times in the Aramaic form. But in the New Testament, which is the Greek, God is spoken of about 250 times and about 400 occurrences of what he does as father. So the gospel suggests ways in which God acts as one. One, what does God do the Father? Number one, he rewards us. He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. That's in the book of Hebrews. He rewards us, but I want you to go with me to Matthew 6, and you're already there, verse 14. Look what it says here. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. And when you see that here, well, he rewards us. Now, in other words, God, it's a reward to be forgiven of sin. It's a reward to have grace. Good Lord. I mean, it's a phenomenal gift given to us. Now, he don't want you sinning, but if you do mess up, he rewards us in such a way that is amazing to us. That's it. He loves to reward. He's rewarded them that diligently seek him. Now, most people just acknowledge him on one day, which is a Sunday. They call it the Lord's Day. Now, they've cut that back quite a bit to the Lord's service. The average church says if you go over an hour and a half, Protestant church, that's enough, Jesus. Just quit. If you're Catholic, 28 minutes and you out the door. Am I correct? The Baptist, about an hour. Some Pentecostal churches are still in service for the last 2,000 years. And the reason for it, the reason why I love the Father, and the reason why Jesus said, when you see me, you see the Father. Philip asked him a question. He said, show us the Father. And you can hear Jesus said, Philip, I've been here this long, you ain't seen the Father yet? So Jesus expects you to have a little sense. He says, be not ignorant. I didn't say you was dumb, but a lot of times you're ignorant. So he rewards it. So people that criticize me because I'm blessed, you're ignorant. Oh, that made some mad right there. You're not dumb. You don't realize that the Father rewards us. Why are you mad at God rewarding me? I'm not mad that God rewards you. How come some of you are prettier than others? I ain't answering that. I don't know. But I found out something about beauty. It's in the eye of the beholder. And so I'm going to leave that right there. He rewards us. I love to reward people. Don't you love to receive a reward? That's what the Father, that's one of his attributes. That's what the gospel suggests. Number two, he listens to our prayers. Watch it. Matthew 6, I believe it's Matthew 6, verse 6, it says here, but thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father, which is in secret, and thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. That's why I don't make any excuse for the blessing of God in my life. Because if God rewards me openly, I allow people to see it. If he don't mind it being openly, why should you mind if you see it? Do you see that? So he listens to our prayer. So when you pray, now I want all you people out there that don't believe God hear you. You heard me say this one time. I had a man come up to me. He mad. He said, I've been praying. God don't never hear me. He don't never hear me, brother Jesse. I said, well, bless God. Why don't you just cuss a little bit? He said, what'd you say? I said, come on, give us a good cussing. Come on, put some big bombs on me. Cuss, man. Come on, you're mad enough anyway. Cuss. Boy, he got mad at me. He said, I will not. I said, why? You scared God to hear you? Boy, you just know without a shadow of a doubt, if you slip up, God hear you. Well, if he hits you, cuss. That cuss is a southern term. Curse is the world's term. You just don't believe he hears you pray? What is wrong? Let me help you. You're ignorant. Oh, Lord. Aren't you glad the pastor's not here today? You're not dumb, but you're ignorant of what he does. He listens to our prayers. He even listens to you think. He puts great thoughts in your mind to think on these things. And when Satan tries to inject something, you should say, that's not my thoughts, because those are not the thoughts of God. My thoughts are lovely, just, good, report, pure, and virtuous. I think on these things. And the Bible says, be ye therefore imitator of God as dear children. The Father. Not a father. I preached a sermon years ago. Not a father, not some father, but our Father. This sermon is seven ways the Father is good to us. So he rewards us. And that's great. I like to reward my daughter. I'm her father. I like to reward my granddaughter. I'm her grandfather. Gave me another name. See, God got several names. So does Jesse. Some names, Kathy says, I can't say. But I mean, other than that, I'm sorry, Kathy. But anyway. That's what you get for leaving me here. But no, I'm just joking. That's a joke. Go, look at people. Oh, well, I can't say nothing about her no more since she passed. He rewards us, number one. He listens to our prayer. So let me tell all the young people here. Your father and your mother is hearing you. You may not think they are, but they're hearing everything you say. And they're going to tell you to do some things you just flat hate until you become their age. Then you're going to find out they're the smartest people you've ever met in your life. But right now you think they're the biggest idiots that walk the face of the earth. But that's true. What's the same way in the Christian world? When you're a baby Christian, and a lot of people have been saved 50 years, they're dragging that same diaper. They need to change that thing. And they just think God just does some. They just accuse him like you accuse your own parents. But as you grow older, you begin to understand. And when you have kids, revelation. He listens to our needs. Number three, he knows and meets our needs. First, he listens to our prayers. Number three, he knows and meets our needs. Watch this. Verse 8 of Matthew 6. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before he asks. What things you have need of. He already knows that. See, that's why I don't ask God for a need. He already knows that. See, he meets all of it, not just some, all. Well, now watch this. Now, this is religion. This is church. Well, I know he said that, but he don't meet all. Yes, he does. You just don't have the ability to receive what you're asking. See, a child can ask for a motorcycle at 3 years old. They can't drive it, but they can ask for it. And just fall on the floor and have a stomping fit because you didn't get it to them. But you know, if you train that kid, they can be a motorcycle champion by the time they're 16 years old. I mean, do things with a motorcycle you never thought was possible. See? So you have to understand that a lot of times you pray a prayer you can't receive. And you think God is withholding it from you. But no, he's your father. He wants to bless you. I wanted to buy Jody a car when she was born. And man, I struggled with that. I bought her a car when she was 14. She couldn't drive. She didn't have a license. I said, I don't care. I told Kathy, get in there. Yeah, she can have, what do they call it? A learner's permit. I think they've changed the laws now. You got to be at least 16 or something like that. I said, well, get in the car and drive. I just wanted to do it. I'm her father. How many times God just wanted to bless me? I said, Lord, I have more than enough. He said, that's my name. I'm going to do it anyway, Jesse. I'm going to go just bless you. And I've been putting the pressure on the Father lately because he's the only one who knows when he's coming. I said, you got to come. Come on. Tell about Jesus. Listen to the horse. He ready to go too. That horse is ready, son. Jesus coming in on a white horse. Come on, Jesus. And Jesus saying, I'm trying to get there. Come on, Father, just give me the word. Just give me the word. Buddy, when he does, that's going to be a shout like you've never seen. Woo. He knows and meets all our needs. I was with my brother the other day, yesterday. And he said, Jesse, you big. I said, what you say? He said, my God, I can't go to the internet. There's either somebody talking good about you or somebody talking bad about you. You know about it. It's amazing. He said, to have that pressure on you, to pay all those people, to do all those things. He said, you pay for all your employees' hospitalization? I said, yeah. I mean, I provide hospitalization for my employees. That don't bother you? I said, no. I said, Wayne, do I look like I'm under pressure? He said, no. I said, you know, God gave me a statement in 1978. It's the greatest statement he ever gave me in my life. He's given me some great ones. But none have come up to that point. Just say, I didn't ask you to pay for it. I asked you to believe for it.
I have a wonderful partner offer for you. It's my message, The Cure for Trouble. Is trouble troubling you? Be encouraged. Why? Because it's a sign that Jesus is coming soon. This message will strengthen your faith, release the peace of God in your life. Let's be ready for Jesus' great return. Order your copy, The Cure for Trouble, at jdm.org.
Hello, thank you for joining me for Glorious Moments. I believe many of you are being encouraged by today's program, and I want you to get ready for your faith to rise even higher as you listen to the great miracles that are happening around the world. This first testimony says, I wrote to you for prayer for the Lord's provision for the final payment of the mortgage and insurance payment on my house. I'm writing now to say thank you and to report that God provided it before the due date. Love that. And here's another praise report. It says, I really enjoy being a partner with Jesse Duplantis Ministries. Receiving the monthly Voice of the Covenant magazine is always a great blessing to me. I enjoy watching Jesse on YouTube when he's at Covenant Church, the boardroom chats, and Faith the Facts. I give all the praise and glory to God for His blessings in my life. Amen. And this next one says, y'all have been praying for me whenever I need it. I'm pleased to report that Jesus is my healer. My liver MRI came back perfectly normal and no signs or evidence of tumors or cancer. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus forever. Thank you for all your prayers. They mean the world to me. And this one, that last one says, oh no, there's two of them. You two make me laugh so hard. I enjoy watching your videos. Kathy, thank you for your strong testimony of staying with Jesse through all those hard times. You are a blessing to all the women struggling with their husband's salvations. Blessings from California. And this last one reads, your message, Why Isn't My Giving Working? The Four Types of Giving is the best teaching we have ever listened to. Thank you so much, Jesse. I've always loved your teachings, and I've given them to hundreds of people and anyone who will listen to them. Truth, yes, 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 and amen. Yes, amen. You know, God is so good. And until next time, Jesse and I will be praying for you. God bless you.
Did you know that doubt is a habit? Yes, it is. You aren't born a doubter. You learn to doubt over time. In my book, I Never Learned to Doubt, you will learn something. And what is that? To go back in time and regain what was lost so that you can enjoy more peace, more joy, more favor, and more blessing. The wonder of faith is a pure thing. It's a childlike thing. And faith is the only thing that God responds to. When you never learn to doubt, life is so much better. I Never Learned to Doubt. It's my new book. Get it today. Happy Father's Day to all you dads and granddads out there. I hope you learned something new about your Heavenly Father today. Think about how much He loves you. You know, John 3:16 says it all. For God so loved the world, God, the Father, that He sent His only begotten Son. For who? For us. For me and you. There's even more to learn from this message that you didn't get to see. You can go watch it all on our free JDM app
and you'll be blessed by it. Visionary Conference is coming up, Visionary 2025. I'm excited about it. It's going to be right here at our international headquarters. It's Thursday, July the 10th at 7 p.m. and Friday, July the 11th at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. Everyone is welcome, and registration and admission are absolutely free. Go to JDM.org and get all the details. God has a great vision for you today. I want to offer my book, and we've been offering this a lot because so many people have doubt in their lives. It's my book, I Never Learned to Doubt. It's our product offer. It will change your life if you listen to it. This book will show you how to shut down doubt and keep your faith strong. Why? So that God's plan for you will come to pass. Don't you want it to come to pass? Doubt is mental anemia. It's a form of atheism. It really is. When you doubt God's word, you doubt that He exists. You got to get this. It will help you. Go to JDM.org and order your copy today, and you will be blessed. Partners, thank you for your faithful financial support to this ministry. 49 years of preaching this glorious gospel, we've never have had a financial deficit. Why? I trust you. You trust me. We both trust God. I like to say it all the time. Thank you for being the partner. Nothing too small and nothing too big. Great things going on here at Jesse the Planet's Ministry. Big projects happening all the time. Thank you for helping us today. Every dollar gets someone saved in this ministry. Thank you for being so kind. See you next week. Bye-bye. Vision always runs in advance of your ability to fulfill it. It's always ahead of you, see? But if you say, God chose me, and I'm going to complete this, and I'm going to do this. You're always going to have somebody say, you can't do this, you can't do that, but yet the Bible says you can do all things through Christ. You don't realize how much power you have as a Christian. No matter how old you are, don't you ever quit. And before you know it, you complete your destiny and reach your destination.
This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come.
Take it to the world. Take it everywhere. And let your light so shine.
Your mind must be filled with cheerful and optimistic pictures of achievement. Do you see yourself in your vision? I mean, do you see yourself in such an area, go, wow, look what God is doing through me and for me in this vision that He has given me.
Thank you for watching today. For more information about Jesse Duplantis Ministries, go to jdm.org.